This is the Radio Broadcast Podcast, helping you navigate 1 month of broadcasting as part of AV Festival 2012, hosted by Basic FM. This particular podcast is covering the opening weekend of AV Festival in the northeast of England, Saturday the 3rd of March and Sunday the 4th of March. We're going to give you a taster of a few things that are going to be on, which only represent a very small percentage of the full schedule, which you can find at avfestival.co.uk. The first thing we're going to hear, made specially available for us, is an excerpt of Dorian Jones' Toilets of Europe's Great Cultural Institutions. Dorian Jones is a retired mashup artist formerly known as Artie Fufkin. When his day job as an arts manager took him to Venice Biennale in 2009, Dorian took the opportunity to visit some of Europe's great cultural institutions, making field recordings of their toilet facilities for this project and his Tate Britain. On 8 a.m. on the 3rd of March UK time. Later in the morning, we've got part three of Daniela Cascella with Le Pont Mirabeau by Apollinaire, followed by the Analogue Arts Ensemble with ASLSP, As Slow as Possible, beginning. Later on in the day, just before 10 a.m, Craig Dworkin has made a selection for us. Craig Dworkin's the author of Dure, Strand and Pass, and he teaches at the University of Utah, where he also edits the Ubu Web Anthology of Conceptual Writing and Eclipse. And here's one of five tracks he selected for us: Flight of the Bumblebee, Stretched Over 9,000%. Craig Dworkin's selection just before 10 a.m. on Saturday 3rd of March. Just before midday, we'll be hearing the Long Now Foundation with Bruce DeKale and Universal Access to Knowledge. And then at 1:33 p.m, part of a six-part series made specially for us, Charlie with Busy Doing Nothing and Slow Piano Show.
This is Busy Doing Nothing, and I'm Charlie. And on this program, we will explore the piano. Yes, the piano. You might not think of the piano as representing slowness. But after all, it is a rather large, unwieldy, heavy instrument and doesn't move quickly. Yes, the piano, symbolic of the history of Western classical music. Why, just think of the piano sonatas of Mozart and Beethoven, with their focus on structure and form, the push to the resolution of tension that's set up by the harmonic structure and the form of the sonata, the tension between the dominant and the tonic, and the rush to the finish. What could possibly be considered slow about the piano? Well, there's more to the piano than the Beethoven Sonata. And how nice it is to hear music played on the piano that originates in completely different parts of the world. A part of the world that has a completely different musical history, different forms, different scales. Music that is more modal and feels more timeless, like a chunk of time. That the music that you hear could begin and end at any time, and that you're just entering it and leaving it during the time that you're listening to it. Not adhering to the kind of structure and tension and resolution of Western music.
At 3:06 p.m. UK time, Radio Broadcast presents Earworms, Part 3. Part of a three-part series, which I'm presenting myself, because I couldn't get anyone else to do it. An earworm is a tune, a song, some sound that you get stuck in your head for hours, days, years. There are other earworms that are just caused by a concrete sound that reminds someone of a part of a song. For instance, Dan says, every time he switches on his bathroom light, the extractor fan comes on, emitting two notes, which always, without fail, set off Gold Rush by Yellow in his brain. And this has been going on for 6 years now. Early evening at 4:54 p.m. UK time, we have Chance Aleatory, or open form music, selected by Zeppelin. And Zeppelin also will be broadcasting a number of his podcasts through the month. And here's a small part of his selection, Whispered History of Art by Robert Filio from 1963.
On his 17th of April. Man went to the butcher and bought a fresh bone. Who that man was is not important. He's dead, but art is alive. I mean, let's keep names out of this. So this man bought a fresh bone on the 17th of April, 1,000 years ago. He boiled it for an hour or so. He boiled the bone. When he took it out, its aspect, he thought, was not the same. You yourself can verify it. Spread glue on your floor. Next to it, spread tar. Next to it, spread fruit jelly. Next to it, spread biscuit paste. Now, look at what you've done. But perhaps what you have done is not important.
Later on that same evening, it's David Toop's turn to make a selection, especially for Radio Broadcast. Just before 9:30 p.m. UK time, 2 hours of slow music selected by David Toop. And this is Kota Uta Basho with 5 Haiku, number 1. Thank you. On Sunday, 4th of March, we'll hear at midnight 35 UK time Dave Soldier and Sean Haggerty with Chopin's Waltz in 30 minutes. An old musician's joke is in the order of it takes him 20 minutes to play the 1 minute waltz, and I think you can probably guess the rest. Shortly after that, at 1 a.m, John Cage, selected by John Lydecker. 9 tracks selected by John, including Mozart Mix. And that's followed by Lecture on Nothing by John Cage.
I am here, and there is nothing to say. If among you are those who wish to get somewhere, let them leave at any moment. What we require is silence. But what silence requires is that I go on talking. Give any one thought a push, and it falls down easily. But the pusher and the pushed produce that entertainment called a discussion. Shall we have one later? Or we could simply decide.
During the morning and afternoon of Sunday, the 4th of March, there'll be a number of Kenneth Goldsmith pieces broadcast to coincide with his performance in Newcastle. Check the AV Festival schedule to see if there's any free tickets left for that, available only by pre-booking. First, 7 American Deaths and Disasters at 10 a.m. UK time.
1. The president's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will only be a matter of minutes before he arrives at the Trademark. I was on Stemmons Freeway earlier, and the freeway was jammed with spectators waiting their chance to see the president as he made his way toward the Trademark. It appears as though something's happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route.
That's followed by Ergo Fizmiz singing Gilbert and Sullivan, The Pirates of Penzance. Later on in the day, 1:40 p.m. UK time, for 3 hours, a radio broadcast selection of Kenneth Goldsmith. And this is 18 Eras.
1. This is the dawning of the age of malaria. 2. Another one fights the dust. 3. Eyeing little girls with padded pants. 4. Teenage spacemen! We're all spacemen!
Early evening, 5 p.m. UK time. A do or DIY special for Radio Broadcast entitled 1, 2, 3, 4, Part 1. A show all about counting in music, sound art, poetry and lunacy.
$20
5:57 p.m. Caroline Bergvall presents for Radio Broadcast a selection of her own and other people's music. That's followed by Dave Soldier, Timeless Radio Project, Matt Moss, Music Concrete Hour, Number One, Felix Cubine with Mother in the Fridge, then at 10:01 p.m. Michael Ruby with First Names.
Aaron is reasonable to a fault. Abigail belies her name. Abner drinks a dark beer in the clubhouse. Abraham hasn't lost his exuberance. Ada is mentioned more often than seen. Adam's schemes fail to strike it rich. Adele refuses to leap into a second marriage. Adrian underestimates her attractiveness. Agnes is making friends with a little girl. Alan faces a painful decision. Albert is disappointed in his son. Alexander uses his smile effectively. Alexandra can't escape from her father's shadow.
After that, we hear Radio Web Macba presenting an interview with Rick Prelinger. Radio Web Macba have made a selection of podcasts available to us around the wider theme of As Slow As Possible. And that brings us to the end of the highlights of the 3rd and 4th of March on Radio Broadcast. For the full programme selection, go to avfestival.co.uk.